CD 6.
It was dawn. Sergeant Doppelpunkt, who was one half of the city's official watch, and the largest half, awoke with a snort in the tiny office by the main gates. He got dressed, a little unsteadily, and washed his face in the stone sink, peering at himself in the scrap of mirror hanging on the wall. He stopped. There was a faint but desperate squeaking sound, and then the little grill over the plug hole was pushed aside and a rat plunged out. It was big and grey, and it ran up his arm before leaping onto the floor. Water dripping from his face, Sergeant Doppelpunkt watched as three smaller rats erupted from the pipe and chased after it. It turned to fight in the middle of the floor, but the small rats hit it together from three sides at once. There was a brief struggle, a screech, and then the big rat was dead. There was an old rat hole in the wall. Two of the rats grabbed the tail and dragged the body into the hole and out of sight. But the third rat stopped at the hole and turned, standing up on its hind legs. The sergeant felt it was staring at him. It didn't look like an animal watching a human to see if it was dangerous. The rat didn't look scared, merely curious. It had some kind of red blob on its head, the sergeant noticed. Then it saluted him. It was definitely a salute, even though it only took a second. Then all the rats had gone. The sergeant stared at the hole for some time. And then he heard the singing. It was drifting up from the sink's plug hole, and it echoed a lot, as if it was coming from a long way away. We fight dogs and we chase cats. Ain't no trap can stop the rats. Got no plague and got no fleas. We drink poison, we steal cheese. Mess with us and you will see. We'll put poison in your tea. Here we fight and here we'll stay. We will never go away. The sound faded. Sergeant Doppelpunkt blinked and looked at the bottle of beer he'd drunk last night. He thought it would probably be a good idea not to mention this to anyone. It probably hadn't happened. The guardhouse door opened, and Corporal Knopf stepped in.
"Morning, Sergeant," he began. "It's Zat. What's up with you?"
"Nothing, Corporal," said Doppelpunkt quickly, wiping his face. "I certainly haven't seen anything strange at all. Why are you standing around? Time to get those gates open, Corporal."
The watchman stepped out and swung open the city gates, and the sunlight streamed through. It brought with it a long, long shadow. Oh dear, thought Sergeant Doppelpunkt, this is not going to be a nice day. The man on horseback rode past them without a glance and on into the town square. The guards hurried after him. People aren't supposed to ignore people with weapons.
"Halt! What is your business here?"
demanded Corporal Knopf, but he had to run crabwise to keep up with the horse. The rider was dressed in white and black, like a magpie. He didn't answer, but just smiled faintly to himself.
"All right. Maybe you haven't any actual business, but it won't cost you anything just to say who you are, will it?"
said Corporal Knopf, who was not interested in any trouble. The rider looked down at him and then stared ahead again. Sergeant Doppelpunkt spotted a small covered wagon coming through the gates, drawn by a donkey which was accompanied by an old man. He was a sergeant, he told himself, which meant that he was paid more than the corporal, which meant that he thought more expensive thoughts. And this one was, they didn't have to check everyone that came through the gates, did they? Especially if they were busy. They had to pick people at random. And if you were going to pick people at random, it was a good idea to randomly pick a little old man looking small enough and old enough to be frightened of a rather grubby uniform with rusty chainmail.
Halt!
Not gonna, said the old man. Mind the donkey can give you a nasty bite when he's roused. Not that I care.
Are you trying to show contempt of the law? Demanded Sergeant Doppelpunkt.
Well, I'm not trying to conceal it, mister. You want to make something of it, you talk to my boss. That's him on the horse, the big horse.
The black and white stranger had dismounted by the fountain in the centre of the square and was opening his saddlebags.
I'll just go and talk to him, shall I?
Said the sergeant. By the time he'd reached the stranger, walking as slowly as he dared, the man had propped a small mirror against the fountain and was having a shave. Corporal Knopf was watching him. He'd been given the horse to hold.
"Why haven't you arrested him?" the sergeant whispered.
"What, for illegal shaving? Tell you what, sergeant, you do it."
Sergeant Doppelpunkt cleared his throat. A few early risers amongst the population were already watching him.
No, listen, friend, I'm sure you didn't mean..."
he began. The man straightened up and gave the gun.